Thunder Bay, a $93 million new cardiovascular surgery program is coming to the Thunder Bay Regional Health Sciences Center. It's incredible. It's monumental, said Rhonda Crocker Ellicott, president and CEO of the TBRHSC. We've been waiting a long time, it's about 10 years in the making, and being able to move forward with this is now incredibly exciting for the patients and families across northwestern Ontario, not having to travel to southern Ontario to receive essential services and essential care. Today, the hospital sends about 300 patients out of northwestern Ontario to receive life-saving care, Crocker Ellicott said. By the end of 2027, that care should be available much closer to home. The hope is that Thunder Bay Regional Health Sciences Center will be able to provide all essential services right here at home in northwest Ontario. We essentially have the full spectrum of services here in northwest Ontario with the exception of cardiovascular services. This is really that missing piece of the puzzle in order to provide that comprehensive care as a hub in the northwest, so patients and families don't have to travel outside of our region to receive essential care services. Crocker Ellicott said the contract to build the new wing has been awarded and construction is expected to take 35 months. Some existing areas of the hospital will be renovated and there is a large area being added on to the current building, she said. It's 76,000 square feet, she said. The space is just incredible in terms of what it means to our hospital. This new expansion will also create 100 new jobs at the hospital, said Crocker Ellicott. There are so many amazing elements of this that will really enable us to be able to deliver critical care services, cardiovascular care services right here at home. The project includes 14 new cardiovascular surgery inpatient cardiac care unit beds, 6 coronary care bed units, a new surgical suite equipped with C-arm imaging technology and recovery area, an expanded ambulatory care and pre-admission clinic, a new vascular lab and renovations to medical devices reprocessing and biomedical departments. With the renovations to some of our existing operating rooms and the development and build of a new hybrid operating room, we will be able to offer cardiac surgical services. We'll see coronary artery bypass grafting, combined bypass grafting and simple valve replacements as well, said Wayne Taylor, clinical director for the Cardiovascular Medicine and Regional Renal Program at the Thunder Bay Regional Health Science Center. This $93 million from the province builds onto the more than $5.7 million the government has previously invested to support early planning and design for this project. The hospital began reviewing bids for the project late October 2024.